Our scripture reading this morning is taken from Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And in the Pew Bible, that's page 947. You can follow along with me. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual duty. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Good morning, everyone. Please have your Bibles open to where Jim just read for us in Romans chapter 12. We'll be there in just a moment. I see we have quite a few of you who are visiting with us today, and we're very grateful for your presence, and we hope that you are blessed by your time with us and your worship with us together. And you're here every first day of the week's a special day, but today is an especially special day because this evening we kick off our vacation Bible school. You can probably tell it usually doesn't look like this around here, and a lot of people have been putting a lot of work in, especially the last few days, to get everything ready for a great week together. We begin tonight at 5 p.m. With a picnic. So you're welcome to come to that. Everybody, visitors, all ages, we hope you can join us for that time together. If you would like to provide chips or cookies for this week, you can see Aaron Dean about that. I guess we could still use some chips and cookies. So please see her to help out in that area. And throughout the week, by the way, I should also mention, if you don't have time to go home first and come back, there will be some sandwiches and fruit and chips and things like that to tide you over during our evenings together at Vacation Bible School. But tonight, picnic at 5 o'clock. VBS starts at 6 o'clock. VBS will be at 6 o'clock on Monday and Tuesday as well, going till 8 o'clock each night. And then Wednesday is a little bit different. We begin at 5:30 with a pizza party, and then at 6:30 we'll have an abbreviated Vacation Bible School and some special things going on after that. One other thing I should mention is we do have our t-shirts. You see me as the walking advertisement today. If you do not yet have your t-shirt, you can go to the big classroom when worship lets out this morning to pick up t-shirts for you and your children. For those of us who have ordered those, we have them all for the kids, but for adult sizes, those who had pre-ordered those. And if you could wear that tonight, that would be great. And then throughout the week, we'll tell you each night sort of what color from t-shirts in past Vacation Bible School years to wear. But it's going to be a great week. It's already been great getting ready for this. I should say one other thing. VBS, while it is especially for our kids, we have classes for all ages. And so if you are visiting with us, there will be adult classes here in the auditorium each night. We have teenage classes. We have classes for the youngest ones. And so no matter who you are, no matter what age you are, there will be something here for you. As you'll see, we're talking this week about transformation and using sort of the Transformers theme as something fun, especially to help the kids in their thinking. As we start this morning's lesson, I do want the kids' attention especially, but this applies to adults also. So for all the kids, I want you to focus on me because I'm going to ask you a very personal question. I want you to be honest. Okay, you got to be honest with this. And adults, you can participate too. And adults, you should be honest as well. I want to know what you are afraid of. Who in here is afraid of the dark? Anybody afraid of the dark? Gene Anderson's hand went up first. I appreciate it. Gene is an honest person. All right. Now this one, I've got to raise my hand. Who is afraid of heights? I am afraid of heights. And I am not afraid to admit that. Who is afraid of snakes? You got anybody afraid of snakes? Yeah. All right. Now, adults, this next question is especially for you. Who is afraid of change? Yeah, some of the kids are like, what? Yeah. A lot of people, you throw that word out, change. That's a scary word. Because we get used to doing things our way or a certain way. We get used to certain routines. We get used to certain surroundings. We get comfortable in our own skin. And you know what? There are some things about comfort that are okay and that can be good. But sometimes we can be a little too afraid of change, especially when that change is spiritual. Now, let me say this. There are changes that are bad and that are negative. But this week, we're going to talk about changes that come from God. In anything that God does, any change that He is behind, any transformation that He is a part of, guess what? It's always for good. And yes, our lessons this week are especially going to be geared towards our children. But adults, some of us need to be challenged by the idea that God is transforming us. Or at least He wants to transform us. And He wants to transform us for our good. And throughout this week, we're going to talk about some special Bible characters who they just trusted. Sort of like that song we just sang. "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." They just trusted in God and said, "You know what? I might not know exactly what you're going to do or what you have in store for me or what this change and this transformation is going to look like or maybe what the future holds." And that's the reason why a lot of adults are afraid of change, because it leads to an uncertain future. "I'm not sure about all these things." Who are Christians? Our theme at Morristown Church of Christ in 2019, of your mind. Especially look again at Romans chapter 12, verse 2.